This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning, happy race day, everybody. Believe it or not, even though there's so many showers along the Gulf Coast, yeah, there's tracks actually racing today. We'll talk about it here. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. We're live on Facebook. You can log on to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, long, L-O-N-G, and you'll be able to actually be a part of the show, interact with some of the guests, including John Naughton and Joe McCardle. They're standing by to give us an update on the condition of Brian McCardle, a local racer here who's been stricken by West Nile virus. A huge fundraiser being planned for Brian in October. We're going to get all the information here shortly, so we appreciate it. Tim Bryan standing by, and well, after 4 days of straight rain at Five Flags Speedway, they had to cancel tonight's drifting, but they're moving it to August 27th. That's a Saturday coming up, and if you've never been to the drifting, it's something awesome. You've got to check out. Tim Bryan will give us all the information here, and again, we're getting ready for the next scheduled event, which is next Friday and Saturday, the two-day event, the Lee Fields Memorial, the final race of the year, with the Super Lates coming in. This is going to be a huge show, 150 laps for them every class. And if you're a racer along the Gulf Coast, whether you're the 850, the 251, or the 228 area code, you always want to try to make it over to Mobile. It's going to be some great competition. Going to be great to see. Bill Roth also standing by with Sunny South Raceway. The next race was scheduled for today, but unfortunately, well, Mother Nature did take care of that. And at that particular track, Bill and I were talking about it off the air, and we'll talk a little bit later today. It's really hard to get that car or that track dried off. It's just the humidity and where it is. There's no breeze at all. So They pulled the plug early, and I think it was a good decision. Also, you'll see we've got a driver, and this guy is on fire. He's driving with the Bay Area Modifieds, the IMCA Series. It's Kyle Rutkowski. Now, he's raced at Deep South. He's been around last weekend. He raced to that $1,000 payday at Flemington with the Bay Area Modifieds. That's his fourth straight win. We're going to talk about him. And by the way, now he's on the ballot for the 2017 Fast Shift All-Star Limited. So we'll talk a little bit about everything Kyle's got going on. Thank you all for checking in again on Facebook Live, and we're going to check in now this morning with John Naughton and Joe McCardle on the way up towards BAM to go see our buddy Brian. And first of all, guys, good morning. I wish it was under better circumstances we were talking to you, but it's been in the news a lot that one of our local drivers here, Brian McCardle, who has had health issues in the past, has got him again, and boy, I tell you what, he is struggling. Can you give us the details? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Kane. Hey, good morning, Kane. Yes, sir, we are. We're headed up to UAB right now to go see Brian. Marcy and Brian's mom have been up there constantly. Brian's sister, Monica, my wife, took the kids and my daughter up there last night, so we're going to catch up with them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say that the latest on Brian is that they did a tracheotomy yesterday to go ahead and place the trach tube to allow him to not have the breathing tube down his throat. They've had to keep him fairly sedated just because of the agitation of that tube in his throat for so long, as anyone could probably imagine. And so I think this is going to make him a whole lot more comfortable as he starts his recovery. He is still sedated. They're going to try to wean him off of the sedation a little bit today to see how he's reacted to it, but with him having the trach done yesterday, it's surgery, so he's recovering from that part of it today.
Well, and I know just reading the stories, if you go to AL.com, they've got a wonderful story about Brian and his fight. And, you know, he went, and I guess he just wasn't feeling good. Give us the history of how it led up to where we figured out it was West Nile.
Yeah, about a month ago, he went home from work just not feeling well. Had some flu-like symptoms, some nausea. He started to feel better, but then going into the next week, the fever came back, and he started having back pain. So he went to urgent care just to see if he could, you know, get a steroid shot or something. He just thought it was a flu-type cold.
Yeah.
And urgent care didn't want to do anything for him because of the past kidney issues. Since he had the back pain, they wanted to go on down to the Mobile Infirmary, which he did. He was admitted to Mobile Infirmary and spent a few days there, but then you know, the folks at Mobile Infirmary realized that this was something that was, you know, just needed some specialized treatment.
Right.
And he was transported by ambulance up to UAB about 2.5 weeks ago, going on 3 weeks now.
And I saw in the article, it says within 48 hours, he had no control over his muscles, his eyes, and he could make sounds but could not speak. Is that currently his situation?
Yes, sir. Well, it's coming back. It is coming back. He has improved.
Good.
But the official diagnosis is West Nile meningoencephalitis.
Man.
And the meningoencephalitis is somewhat uncommon. It's a hybrid cross between meningitis and encephalitis. The encephalitis part being the swelling of his brain started to cause some neurological effect. And yes, within that 48 hours, he started losing the ability to control his muscles, his arms, his legs. He could make sounds but could not speak. And to date, he has not been able to speak, but part of that could be having a breathing tube stuck in his throat for three weeks.
And you know what? Let's talk about Mr. McArdle here. And I tell you what, Joe McArdle, if you want to swing in on this, you guys have been around racing for such a long time, and the McArdle name is synonymous for Sunny South Raceway. So I read in the article that you guys have a speaker right by there, and I guess you guys found some music, Joe, that kind of reminded him maybe of when you guys are working on the cars and kind of put him at ease a little bit, didn't it, Joe?
Yes, it did. It was some country western music. I'm the oddball in the family. I like music. They always give me hell in the shop for playing it. But anyway, son-in-law John here turned it on up there, and it was like everything was cool again.
That's good. Well, a little light bulb went on, I understand. And you know, we just pray. I want to openly pray on the air for you guys. And, Lord, we lift up the McArdles just for everything that they're going through, from the kidneys in the past to what they're going through now. And we just ask for your blessings on the family and the doctors and everything. And all his people said, amen. Really quick, let me just ask you one question. When he gets home, there is a long, long recovery process. And that's why you guys have set up a GoFundMe page. And I got to say, I'm blown away in 2 days that you guys have set it up already, $4,445.
It's really been amazing, Kane. Lonnie Mixon was the driving force behind that. He got it set up. He got the word out. And I've been blown away also. I've always known that everybody loves Brian. I just didn't know how much.
Yeah.
And Kane, I'd like to take the time to let everybody know that our son is down.
Yeah.
We're thinking positive. We will take the checkered flag again. I got to modify it in the garage. It's ready.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm both overwhelmed and very proud of the response. He's got his number one high school buddy coming in from Atlanta to see him. Mad Dog went up to see him.
Awesome.
Mad Dog Maddox went up to see him. The racing community is strong.
Yeah.
And it's really convinced me. And I want to thank everybody for what they've done and for all the prayers.
Well, absolutely. And Joe, they...
But don't stop on the prayers, please.
Yeah, it absolutely. I mean, I've never prayed live on the air, and I don't mind doing it, and that's definitely well worth the cost to do it. So you guys, and that's the thing. I mean, what, a month and a half ago, I saw on his Facebook page, he's got that modified out there running on the dirt with us. I mean, that's awesome. And
yes, sir.
And he's loving that, isn't he?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Brian was a dirt racer at heart.
Yeah.
And we left the dirt and went asphalt racing, but he's back where he wants to be. I think we've run like 8 races. The best we've done so far is 2 seconds. But we'll be back, and it's got a lot to do with the way people think of you. We'll be back.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, we definitely have your prayers and thoughts. What is the GoFundMe page? How can we find that so we can help out financially?
Yeah, Kane, if folks will go to GoFundMe.com and just simply type in Brian McArdle. It's as simple as that. A great picture of him will pop up, and the simple, easy steps to make a donation are right there in front of you.
And one more thing I saw also, because I want to get the word out as much as we can. I understand in October you guys are planning a fundraiser, and I can tell you that Kane Motorsports has some goodies from Alabama football quarterback sign that we'll throw into that, and a couple other things from the Senior Bowl that we want to throw into that just for a silent auction. But can you give us details yet, or what kind of things y'all are planning?
Yes, and absolutely, and I appreciate that so much, Kane. Those donations, those will go far to to raise some more money for the family. There's an organization out of Baldwin County called Fired Up. They've raised over $225,000 in the past 2.5 years, I believe, and have smoked 7,000 slabs of ribs doing
wow.
it. The real fundraising time is actually right now, between now and September 28th. We are trying to sell 450 slabs of ribs. We pre-order them, pre-sell them. They have to be prepaid. We're not going to smoke anything that's not paid for, just sure. so we can make sure that we've got everything collected. But there's a Fired Up page on Facebook. If you look at Brian McArdle's page or Marcy's page or mine or anybody else's, there's a lot of information and links to get to the Fired Up page. We've set up a PayPal account using the email address bbqforbrian44@gmail.com.
Got his number in there. That's
Brian
perfect.
44. That's right. And that will get you to the donation page or the payment page in PayPal to try to make it a little bit easier. I am with First Community Bank, and the event, the distribution and smoking event is going to be on October 8th, that Saturday, at my branch location at the corner of Cottage Hill Road and Lloyd Lane.
I bet you we can get some race cars there.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be awesome. I'd love to make it a huge, huge event. I do want everyone to understand, though, that it's not that day that we'll be raising money. We're raising money from now until September 28th. And anyone can contact me, they can contact my wife and place orders, and we'd be more than happy and very thankful to take those orders.
Make sure you tag me on Facebook, and we'll throw it out there, and every week up to that event, we'll lead up to it. I'm going to get a lot of the racers that are out there live on Facebook again joining us on there. You can go to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, and watch the show live and interact like a lot of the folks are. Colton, Paul, James, we appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Jimbo as well. And they're all giving you thoughts and prayers. So again, you guys have a safe trip up there. Keep us updated on that. And we know it's going to be a long road to recovery, but there's so many people that have got his back, just like Joe had mentioned. A lot of people praying for you guys all over the world, not just along the Gulf Coast. Brian has touched a lot of people with his story, and we're going to continue to do what we can as racers in our community to try to support one of our fallen. So we love you guys, and y'all be safe, okay?
All right. Again, Kane, thank you.
Oh, my honor to do that. Thank you, guys. Again, that's a heck of a driver and a great family right there. The McArdles, known for racing. We appreciate everything they do. And again, thoughts and prayers to Brian. Still to come, well, 4 days of rain said, nope, we can't do the drifting. Actually, it might be kind of fun in the rain. Tim Bryant standing by with Five Flag Speedway prepping you for next Friday's big event. And next Saturday's the Lee Fields Memorial. Also, Bill Roth with Sunny South Raceway. Kyle Witowski, he is on fire with the Bay Area Modifieds. Winning four in a row, stand by. Welcome back to the show. It's Kane, and this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing, hanging out with us. Thank you for the update for Brian McArdle, John Naughton, and Joe McArdle checking in. Again, one of our own racers, unfortunately, has been battling West Nile virus, and that's some hard stuff there. So prayers and thoughts to him. Bill Ross standing by, Sunny South Raceway. The next race was scheduled today, but yesterday they made the decision to cancel, and probably a good idea, some of the racing events. But just to let you guys know, and I didn't think any dirt tracks would be open today. today. But, hey, guess what? The track looks amazing at Southern. We're going to give it a little update. And if you go on a Facebook page and look up Southern Raceway, those guys are actually racing at 8:30, I think, this morning. I put a picture up of the track. It looks amazing. So they got the late models, and they've got all their local divisions, too. So it should be some good racing. Next Friday and Saturday, the two-day event. And it is one, like I said earlier on the show, whether you're a 251 area code, an 850, or a 228, this is the race if you're an asphalt driver to be at. We're talking about the Lee Fields Memorial Race. Friday and Saturday, you've got practice in the big race, the battle for the belts. What a great way to go. And Tim Bryant standing by, and you're actually on the way to the track this morning. God bless you, brother.
Well, forgive the noise if it's in the background. I'm driving in a pounding rainstorm. Yeah. Of course, they're scattered throughout the Gulf Coast. Hopefully, they'll stay away from East Milton so Southern Raceway can get their program in today. But, gosh, we've just had so much rain this week. Even if the pavement was dry for our drifting crowd this afternoon, the surrounding grounds were pretty saturated. So made the call to move that to August 27th. Look forward to having those folks back. It's been a while since we've been able to do that. They're chomping at the bit to go slide.
Oh, and I'm telling you, if you've never been, it's really cool because you can get in there and you actually sit right in the middle of the field, or actually on the track, too. You can go all the way around there, and they race on the inside of the road course where we kind of zoom around on our golf carts for the oval track guys. And it, if you've never been, it is a different subculture and a different group of folks, but those guys are some guys and gals are just as dedicated as the oval folks, aren't they, Tim?
Yeah, that's for sure. They really are. Truthfully, our focus right now is on next weekend's event at MIS, the Lee Fields Memorial 150. And, of course, we have a break built into our schedule this year at Five Flags. We won't be back until September 2nd on Friday of Labor Day weekend. We'll have the Alan Turner Pro Late Model Series return. And next weekend, looking forward to a big event, the final race of the season at MIS. And looks like we're going to have a good field of super late models come in, including Christopher Bell, who has really been making some noise in the Camping World Truck Series this year, driving for Kyle Busch and the Kyle Busch Motorsports team, will be in town this weekend for the Lee Field Memorial.
This is a big event, again, for the Super Series as well, because it's 150 laps. It's a long race for these guys.
It is. The Southern Super Series is sort of winding down. We've got a 150, of course, this weekend at MIS. Then we'll go to Montgomery Motor Speedway on September the 11th for the Alabama 200, and then the championship event will be the finale at Pensacola on September 24th. So just three races left. Donnie Wilson from Oklahoma City is the points leader. I want to say he has a commanding lead, but the truth of the matter is he got off to a real strong start this season, but has had troubles of late. So Chris Davidson, the Texas driver, is in second, and none other than Kenzie Rustin, the female driver in the Carswell 98, formerly driven by her fiance, Daniel Hemrick, is actually third in points.
Well, let's talk about who Lee Fields was for just a minute, because I started working at the track as an announcer about 2 years after he had passed, and he fought a long, long, hard battle with cancer. I've always heard the stories of Lee, and I always love this. And every time it comes around, every year, you guys bring out all the pace cars, which is awesome. And then I hear the stories about how he would come off of turn four, and he'd jump up on that power brake or whatever and just loop it around through the pits. Man, come on. I mean, who does that anymore?
You know what? Every time I cross the track there, I try to figure out, because that's a little opening down there going into the pit area.
Yeah.
But he parked that Chevelle perfectly sideways down there every time he did it. It was always a welcoming sight for the fans. And, Lee was such a respected individual. I mean, of course, as a wrestler, and then a wrestling promoter, and then a racer and a racing promoter, everybody loved Lee Fields, and it's always great to have a race in his honor where we can pay tribute to him.
Hey, well, and again, you talk about a couple of weeks off, and then we go back to Five Flags Speedway, the next event coming up on the 2nd. But then we've got a busy September for Five Flags wrapping up the season.
We do. We're finishing strong. We'll be back on September 17th, a Saturday night race, with the Alan Turner tune-up, which is always our largest pro late model race of the year, as guys are getting ready for the Snowflake 100 coming up in December. And then the very next Saturday night, back-to-back Saturdays, September 24th, it's the season championship event for the Deep South Cranes Blizzard Series, and that also is the night we'll crown the Southern Super Series national champion. So a busy September, as you said, and our local racers are chomping at the bit. Of course, you know, it's been a trying season on the local scene, but you know, really, to tell you the truth, we're starting to feel the buzz. So,
oh, yeah.
As fall rolls around, racers really like to race.
Lloyd Sullivan Jr. live on Facebook says, Tim's one of the best promoters ever to short track. Place was always packed in the best racing. I think we're going to see that again through September. And again, let's talk about ticket sales. Lloyd, if you don't have your tickets yet, how can we get them, Tim?
Well, the Snowball Derby ticket sales will go on sale this Wednesday. The remaining reserve seats, we've done the renewals and as we speak, completing the upgrade process. So this Wednesday, we'll go on sale to the general public, the remaining seats. And there are good seats left, but our advanced ticket sales, our renewals, actually came in at a faster pace than they ever had before. So
awesome. You say that every year. You say that every year, Tim.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm just amazed, and we feel very blessed that people love to come to Pensacola the first weekend of December. You know, it's not just what we do, but it's what everyone does. It pitches in and makes the Snowball experience what it is.
Well, I know we have a lot of fun. Can you give us the details on the Lee Fields Friday setup? Because I know we have practice, and I know a lot of drivers. And also, Wayne Widray wants to know, if it does rain out, is there a rain date? He's driving from Texas and wants to know what's happening.
Well, you know, Wayne, we're looking at that now. I mean, we're certainly hoping everything will pan out next week. And to announce a rain date well in advance is tough because it kind of depends on, in other words, if we were at the track on Saturday night and had the cars lined up on the track ready to race and you know, got a rainstorm, it's very likely we'd come back and run that race the very next day. But if it was an early call, obviously we'll look for an available weekend, and there are very few of those as we, you know, try to cooperate with other tracks and other racing series. So, you know, that's always a hard question to answer, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. As far as the schedule next week on Friday, we'll open the gates Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock, for the pits only. Grandstand admission is free if anybody wants to come out and check it out.
Oh, yeah.
But the pits will open, $15 admission to the pits on Friday night, and that'll include, you know, the practice session, open practice until 9 o'clock, and then, of course, we'll have the Hoosier Pit Party. We'll have a DJ, and, you know, we'll have hot dogs and beverages, and just have a lot of fun there. And anybody that wants to come and camp is welcome to camp in the infield. They're welcome to stay overnight, as we've done in years past. We always have a few takers for that. So a lot of fun on Friday night, and then Saturday, of course, we get down to business. We'll open the grandstand gates at 4 o'clock, and, of course, the racing will start at 7.
Well, I tell you what, Tim, I know you've got a busy day still going over there and preparing for the big race weekend, so we appreciate you braving the storms throughout the weekend, and we look forward to a lot of great racing next weekend. Thanks for everything you're doing, Tim.
Hey, appreciate it, Shane, and looking forward to next weekend, you know, our prayers and thoughts are with the McCardle family as well.
All right, there you go. Tim Bryan with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. And he said it right, wrapping it up. Prayers and thoughts going to Brian McCardle, one of our own racers. He's been stricken by West Nile virus. Still to come, Kyle Radowski coming up next. Hey, listen, $1,000 payday from Flemington last weekend. He is leading the Bay Area Modified strong with 4 straight wins. Kyle's next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by amazing sponsors. Thank you, Mobile International Speedway. Next Friday and Saturday, the Lee Fields Memorial Race. Also, thank you to Five Flag Speedway. September 2nd is the next one. And then I've got Saturday Night Racing. Going to get some of those guys that can travel a little bit further. They usually do the Friday afternoon racing. But now with Saturdays, there's no reason why you shouldn't be at Five Flag Speedway, especially tune in the car for the Snowball Derby, which Wednesday, public tickets will go on sale. We heard from Tim Bryan. Bill Ross still standing by. Again, they had the race scheduled for today at Sunny South Raceway, but they've had to obviously cancel it because of rain. But it's good to see outside the weather window here. Actually, we've got clear skies now, some blue, which we haven't seen in a while. And Kyle Radowski is coming on board with us. And Kyle's been on the show before. And Kyle, first of all, good morning. Hot Shoe, man. You have had an incredible year. 8 wins, I believe we were talking off the air. You've got that $1,000 payday with a trophy taller than your mom. Last weekend, she was kind of scooting around with that trophy at Flemington. Congratulations and welcome to the show, brother.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us on. Yeah, my mom, she enjoys the trophy. We enjoy the dick.
There you go. She gets the trophy and you get the check, and I know where that check goes.
Yes, sir. Right back in the car most of the time.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, first of all, you know, let's talk a little bit about who Kyle Rutowski is and how did you guys get started in racing? It's really been in your family, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been there for a while. My dad, he raced a little bit here off and on, drag racing, and then he had a race car, and I sat in it, and I told him I wanted to drive it, and he told me no, and he built me my own car, and it was quite slower.
Of course.
He threw me out there to the wolves and told me to have fun, and now it's where we're at.
Well, and the thing is you've had a dominating – how long have you been racing? How did you get started? I mean, when did you start in the process? Because you started off pure stock, I believe.
Yes, sir. When I was 14, I'm about to be 31 now. So wow. It's 16, 17 years, something like that.
That's amazing.
Quite a while. More than half my life.
More than half your life you've been racing. You hear those stories, and your car is very familiar. You have something that you're known for, kind of like we have with the neon lights, the gold color with childhood cancer. You have got on the top of your roof, which is awesome, the checkered flag. Tell us the story and how that came about.
Well, me and my family, we was up in Georgia years and years ago, and I saw a car there, and he had a checkerboard roof, and it always stuck with me. And I thought it'd be cool to have it, and when we put it on there, my mom won't ever let me change it now because she said that's how she recognized me.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes it's hard to see those cars through all that dirt.
I mean, sometimes you want to change it up, but that's just our thing that we've had on every race car and probably until here on out until someone says different. So.
and you don't see that happen. Let's talk about the tracks. You know, we were talking off the air just a little bit about some of the tracks you've been to. One of the favorites. Everybody loves Why Not. You're talking about Southern. You like that track. Deep South, you've raced at it before, but your heart belongs in Flemington. Why is that?
Yes, it's the people there at the track. They put so much hard work in it. They make it so racy. It's just a fun track to race at. We're just side by side. We're not strung out racing. You got to pass cars to get to the front. It's just an enjoyable racetrack. Like I said, they just put so much hard work into it to please the racers, and I mean that's what all the racers want.
Yeah, and if you get the racers happy, well, more than likely, well, the fans are going to dig it because they got a pretty good show going on, like last weekend at the Jared Johns Memorial. I was so honored to be a part of just that racing experience because I've always been a fan on the side, but now that we've got the modified with the Bay Area Modifieds and just to be able to be a part of that, the history of it, you could feel, I mean, when you walk into the Snowball Derby, I try to tell people, you got that NASCAR kind of feel. There's a different kind of vibe, and at big races like we saw at Flemington, I felt that vibe last weekend.
Yes, we enjoyed having you start off, but yeah, we had a successful night, and of course, we line up by points average reverse, and we have to start close to the rear every week, but it's very exciting every time we hit the track, because we have a goal. We go there to win, and we work hard throughout the week, me and my dad and my crew.
That's what I was going to ask. Who are some of the people helping you on the car, and what about sponsors?
Yeah, we have my dad, and we have Alex. We have a few others that come over and just throw in a hand every night. And
hey, did you hear that? Now, hold on. Every night, right?
Yes. It's not just leave it on the trailer and work on it, then show up at the racetrack. We normally start washing on Sunday.
Yeah, that takes a while, doesn't it? I learned that last Sunday.
Then probably work four nights a week and load up the fifth.
Yeah.
Take it easy that Saturday morning. So.
That's right. Now, and again, you have an off weekend, but the next time you guys race will be with the Bay Area Modifieds. And what was that date again coming up? I think it was at Southern?
Yes, sir. That's next weekend. And I think it's the 19th, I think.
Yeah.
And we'll be at Southern. Then the following week, I think we're back at Baker, I think.
Yeah, which got rained out today, obviously, because of the showers and the system coming through. Well, I want to ask you a question, because we have a lot of new listeners to the show every weekend, and even with live Facebook, and we have a lot of young drivers just getting started, whether it's into pure stocks, whether it's into go-karts, or even out at Sunny South Raceway with the cage go-karts, you know, and I would like to kind of hear from Kyle's mouth, from someone who's had the success that you've had, the wins, championships, things like this. What would you tell a young driver or a young family considering getting into racing?
I'm a go for it. It keeps the kids out of trouble, keeps them busy, you know where they're at every night. I think that's my mom and dad's thing to get me in. They knew I was under their roof every night.
You were under the car every night.
Yes, underneath two of them, underneath two roofs. But they, I mean, it's enjoyable. It's a family deal. I mean, you can just, it's good for the family. I mean, nothing else you can really ask for.
One more question. How do you pick your number, and what is it?
I started racing when my dad was 37, and my last name is Rakowski. So I had to put the R in there because there was another driver who had a 37. And so I picked his age, and we just, that's just what we went along with.
Well, obviously it's working for you, brother. I think you guys have got a great team, a great-looking car, and when you guys come out, you're always going to be at the top of the field with the Bay Area Modifieds. Congratulations also. I was reading online, IMCA, you know, the Bay Area Modifieds are a national traveling series with the IMCA points, and I see now with your four wins, you're on the ballot for the, what is it, the Fast Shafts? Is that, am I saying all right? Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational. What is that race?
Yeah, not exactly sure. I think it's like the top two drivers from each division. Like, there's a bunch of different divisions in the modified,
yeah.
Like Eastern, Northern, Western, a bunch of them. I think it's like top two or top three or something like that. Get voted in and get to go to Iowa to race. And it's the top notch guys.
Road
and
trip. You ready to go to Iowa?
I would enjoy it if I'm able to. Just need to get voted in.
Well, Kyle, if you get onto that ballot and if we can help you get you voted in, I think the Gulf Coast got you covered. We appreciate you coming on board again this morning, giving us a little update. And again, congratulations. That $1,000 check probably already went to tires and fuels, right? And maybe a trip to Waffle House.
But yeah, we appreciate you having fun. And I'd like to thank Engine Machine Shop for keeping us fast, keeping my dad for keeping my car up to par and with all the parts and labor, and my mom for doing all her part, my wife for having me supper every night when I get home. That's a big part also. So it's just a family deal we got going on, and it's connecting and working pretty well.
Well, there you go, man. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, Kyle.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. There we go, get him off there. Kyle Rakowski, and congratulations, what a great run with him. And again, you hear it a lot, the same kind of family vibe when we have people on here. It really is a family vibe when it comes to racing. And you talk again about Brian McCardle, who's fighting for his life now with West Nile virus, and look what we've already done in 2 days. Again, they've already raised $4,445 on his GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe page, or GoFundMe.com, and then type in Brian McCardle, it'll take you there. And so that's what it's all about. We always get together. Hey, there's some people that we just sometimes rub in his racing and we don't get along on the track, but I guarantee if one of those folks had a problem off the track, a lot of us would be there right away. So again, congratulations on a good run with Kyle. Coming up next, Bill Roth with Sunny South Raceway. The next race was scheduled for today, but we're going to have to move that around because of the showers. We'll get some of the information on there. And before we go, I want to also just really quick take a moment to thank all the sponsors with Kane Motorsports and everything we do. McDonald's is a big part of it with the Hapraz Corporation. Thank you for the 14 McDonald's that they own. They're a big part of what we do also with Kane's Warrior Kids. And by the way, just to let you know, we have got another drop this Friday at noon at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Well, we've had a lot of people, a lot of groups, a lot of church groups and families and businesses give us some school supplies. And I tell you what, if you'd like to do that and be a part of that, we would love for you to walk up with us at noon, and you and your family and your businesses, if we have who you are, can actually go up there and deliver trophies that we're going to have at Kane's Warrior Kids Champions, right to these kids that are hooked up getting chemo and going through these terrible things that they do at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. But when we go, we're going to be blessing them. They need enough supplies for 1,200 students throughout the year. And by golly, we probably almost have enough to cover every one of those students. That's how wonderful it's been for all the community to get behind us. Go on Facebook to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G. We're live on Facebook there today, but you can also get information on how you can be a part of that, or go to our website at Kane's, that's K-A-N-E-S, WarriorKids.com. You get all the information. We have some big things coming up. It's going to help a lot of the poorest families along Mobile, Baldwin County, and the Gulf Coast that are fighting cancer. That's what our goal is. We love to go fast and turn left, but we like to do God's work through racing as well. Still to come, standing by, Bill Roth's got all the goodies on Sunny South Raceway. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by amazing sponsors. Thank you, Sunny South Raceway, Mobile International Speedway, and Five Flag Speedway. Again, I just have a, we're going to do a quick NASCAR update. You know, I'm really not racing. You had Xfinity this weekend. Sam Hornish gets the pole for the Mid-Ohio race. By the way, Team Penske is going to be fielding not one but two cars for 2017. What I thought about, and I thought this was really cool, is they're going to use that other entry with Ford Performance as an extension of their new driver development program. So you're going to see some new names maybe moving up through the Xfinity Series next year with Penske. So we'll see how that goes. Mid-Ohio is always a fun race. You can catch it on live this weekend, so check it out. Now, again, this weekend, tonight, we were supposed to be racing over at Sunny South Raceway. Bill Roth, good morning. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen today.
I hate these weekends, and the worst weekends to have like this are at the end of the season, because as Tim Bryan said, everybody's scrambling when to reschedule, and hopefully it can be done. But I think Wayno Kresic made a good call on Sunny South Raceway tonight. If you were at Sunny South last week, you know we had an hour's worth of a shower, and then it quit raining and it was perfectly good to race. However, no sun, no wind, big humidity. You got 25 cars from spectator cars going around the racetrack. It still takes an hour to dry.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just tough, and we know we're not done with the rain yet today. So by canceling this race tomorrow, Wayno Kresic has made it possible for Legends and Bandolero drivers that are really running for national points to go to Texas where they're running.
Oh.
And for Pro Challenge drivers that are in the national points chase to go to Bronson Speedway in Florida, if they're really in it, rather than sitting around here hoping that this race gets in and then possibly, most likely having it rained out anyway. So the Legend and Bandos, if they had the time, could leave this morning for Texas, and the Pro Challenge could have left or need to be leaving real soon for Bronson Speedway in Florida. So now, with this cancellation at Sunny South Raceway, the rescheduling of this certain race is frankly kind of up in the air. We're going to do our best to do it. We're going to do our dead level best. This would be the 13th of the Highway 90 Challenge Series races. We wanted to have 13. At this point, with this cancellation, we have 12. So we're trying to get this rescheduled sometime, and also the Sunny South divisions that are going to miss tonight. So what we have for sure at Sunny South is nothing until 2 weeks from today, which is the Pro Truck Race, the big invitational Pro Truck Race sponsored by Judy's Place on Highway 90 in Mobile. That's on August 27th, along with all the Sunny South regular divisions. And then we have September 10th. That's a Saturday night. That's after Tim Bryant at Five Flag Speedway runs his Twin 50 Pro Late models. Then the Saturday night, September 10th, Highway 90 Challenge and Sunny South regular divisions. Then two Saturday nights for Tim Bryant. The first one is the super late models, and the next one is the 100-lap pro late models. And then, as the schedule is now, on Friday, September 30th, Sunny South. But that will not have the Highway 90 Challenge Series unless we can do something about changing that date. So no Sunny South tonight.
Right.
Next time we're back there is 2 weeks from tonight. I'm sorry, 3 weeks from tonight, August 27th. And that's with the Pro Truck Invitational and all the regular Sunny South divisions.
And I still think that's going to be huge really quick. We've talked about this before.
You know what? It's 2 weeks from tonight.
Two weeks. Yeah. You're right. The Pro Trucks, there's a big buzz about that. And I think you're going to see some trucks. Do you think we'll see some coming from Texas or anything like that to come check it out? I think we will.
I personally, because I took this challenge on with Sunny South, the Highway 90 Challenge Series, and the trucks, because Mobile had such a limited schedule this year, I talked to everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's excited about it. And even Taylor Jorgensen, the winningest truck driver in the South,
she's doing great,
said if the crew's available and the truck's not crashed, she'll be here. Now, that's not a promise.
Wow.
A buddy,
as a racer, that's the best promise you can make.
That's right. That's right. If she shows up, Katie bar the doors. Oh, yeah, honest to goodness. And she's a former winner at Sunny South. She's a Legends winner.
You mentioned that.
And a Bandolero winner. So she's
Old is she? She's her 20s.
Early 20s, yeah. So, I mean, she'd be, in my opinion, the odds-on favorite because she has experience at the track. I guess there was a truck race long ago, and David Jones was talking to me about it, and Okie Mason beat him by a lap, and he's still upset about it. But it was an official thing that, I don't know, put him a lap down or something. But anyway, that'll be 2 weeks from tonight, And next week, of course, the biggest race outside of the Snowball Derby on the Gulf Coast, the Lee Fields Memorial.
Huge.
When the Highway 90 Challenge Series will be there for their next race, the Sportsman, Bob Speed Shop Sportsman, and the Island Motors 2 Bombers, along with the super late models, the Southern Super Series. This is the Mobile Sports Authority 150, by the way, and the Super Stocks, and the Barry's U Pull-Up Pro Trucks. So next weekend, big at Mobile. Yeah. It is a Highway 90 race, 2 weeks. Big at Sunny South. It is a pro truck invitational. Another disappointing thing that happened for tonight came with the rain out. This was the night after this entire year that the winningest driver in the Southeast, BJ Latham, was going to come.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, you know, Loper and Powell and the Hollingsworths, they had their work cut out for him tonight. And I hope we get BJ back in September. And we know we'll see him next week at the Lee Fields, but man, it's just another disappointing thing about tonight.
Yeah, but you know what? Like you said, though, we can't control the weather yet, and I think it's awesome that you know that they canceled when they did, so other drivers, like you said, who are in the national point system can go ahead and go for that.
Yeah.
And in about a minute and a half left of the show, give me a good Lee Fields story that you might have.
Well, you know, you were talking earlier about him coming down the front straightaway with the pace car. Lee was a really very good friend of mine. And what we always would laugh about is people like, let's say, Danny Cordy, the guy from the Sports Authority. Yeah. Okay, he's going to come out there. He's sponsoring the race. He's going to wave the green flag. He's going to say, gentlemen, start your engines. But he's going to ride in the pace car. And if he's never been out there to see what Lee does, he's going to be sitting in the passenger seat
freaking
of that pace
out.
Car.
Oh,
and
man.
Lee's coming down the front straightaway at 80 miles an hour and turned it exactly 180 degrees and skid down into the pit opening there.
That is so awesome.
We laughed about that every time because we'd never tell any of these celebrities what was going to happen to them. They were so excited to be in the pace car.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know they were going to go for that ride.
That's oh, man. And at the end, their eyes are like, wow.
I'm telling you.
That's awesome. Well, that it's a special race, and I think, like I said earlier, whether your area code's 850-215-251, whatever we are, 228, it doesn't matter. This is one of those races that if you're an asphalt racer and you've got a vehicle, you need to be at this one.
Listen, for the Southern Super Series, I don't know what the area codes are, but we're going to have Texas, California, Midwest, Southern Super Series guys come from all over. Donnie Wilson, the defending winner of this race, and probably the Southern Super Series point champion, going to be there. He's already said he's marked it to win, and then he wants to win Winchester, and he wants to win another one, and he wants to win the Snowball Derby.
Wow.
We'll see.
We'll see. No kidding. Bill, I appreciate you becoming a part of the show. And happy birthday tomorrow. 21 again, right?
Yeah. Actually, it's 42.
42 times how many?
I'm owning up to double 21.
Okay, that's good. Well, enjoy the day off, my friend.
All righty.
There you go. Bill Roth going to wrap up the show with us again. Again, just to let you guys know, once again, Brian McArdle, he'll be coming home soon. You know, he's got West Nile, one of the racers out there over at Sunny South Raceway. And we appreciate his family, John and Joe McArdle, giving us a call and giving us an update. And again, in October, having a huge fundraiser, Kane Motorsports have some autographed footballs from Coker, the quarterback for Alabama. We're going to donate those for that and hopefully raise a lot of money for them. We appreciate you guys checking out the show and everyone from the sponsors to the fans. Again, Billy Bob from Ratty Rods at the South checking in at Salina, Kansas. We appreciate you guys checking in. It's going to be a great race weekend tonight at Southern Raceway. Sunshine and dirt, so no problems there. Thank you again to John Naughton and Joe McArdle, Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway, Bill Roth just leaving the building, and Kyle Ratajski. Again, what a great run he's had with the IMCA Series of Bay Area Modifieds. That'll do it. We'll see you next Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a big night of racing. Two of them. Can't wait. The Lee Fields Memorial. Y'all have a blessed one, and love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And they may have